Chicago's biggest charter school network last week gave 20 of its teachers an elite designation and a big cash bonus. This move gets at a problem that plagues education: how to identify, reward, and keep top teachers. WBEZ's Linda Lutton has our story.
Outside room 115, seniors on their last day of school form a little line to take selfies with Ms. Martin.
No, I refuse to be in a kissy face picture.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry.
So my name is Delana Martin. I am a 10th grade math teacher at Chicago Bulls College Prep.
Martin is also one of 20 teachers out of 800 total that the Noble Network of Charter Schools just named as distinguished. They were judged on various factors, including how much their students improved on tests, the culture of their classrooms, and rigor.
I think what I do best is relate to kids, because if kids know that you care about them and that you're not going to give up on them, even if they have a rough day, even if you have a rough day, and they keep going,
that's what matters, she says. Martin is like a commercial for this profession.
I love teaching. Teaching, so fun. Like, there are bad days, of course, but teaching, I like that I'm forming and shaping minds. Like, I'm creating the next adults.
I got one little problem, as you do now. So I want perimeter and area rounded to the nearest tenth.
Go crazy.
Martin and the other teachers designated as distinguished are getting a $10,000 cash bonus from Noble. Charter schools, which are run by private nonprofits, can set their own pay for teachers. And typically in Chicago, charter teachers have earned far less than what traditional public school teachers earn, though that's changing as teacher unions try to organize charters, including Noble. Martin and the others will get their $10,000 bonus every year going forward, as long as they stay with the charter network.
I think it's just Noble recognizing that teachers leave. There's a high turnover anytime at any school. Charter schools are notorious for having high teacher turnover. So they were looking, and they've been thinking about this for multiple years, the way that they can keep their best teachers.
We were seeing some of the most impactful teachers running into, a financial crisis of sorts.
Ellen Metz is head of schools at the Noble Network. She says as teachers advance in their careers, low pay becomes less tenable. So good teachers leave or try to move into leadership to make more money. This is an effort to keep them in the classroom. Metz says another thing the Distinguished Teacher Program does is define great teaching.
You know, we talk about it, and teaching is this very nuanced, complicated art form. And we wanted to be able to name for other educators, for new educators, what does excellence look like? It looks like Delana Martin.
Noble says it will add to its distinguished teacher pool every year. Teachers have to apply and go through a rigorous vetting process with portfolios and data and classroom observations. Chris Barron says if you want teachers to stick around, pay them, all of them. Barron works for the Chicago Teachers Union, which is trying to unionize Noble schools.
I have no doubt that those are excellent teachers and that they're doing a great job. But what about the other 98.5% of their teachers? It's like an educational Hunger Games.
Merit pay programs come up frequently as ideas in education with mixed results. In room 115 at Bulls College Prep, the reviews on Ms. Martin, they're really good. She holds math office hours, explains problems you don't understand. Here's sophomore Jordan Cameron.
She make math like fun. Like, I ain't never had a teacher like that care for me as much as she do. Like, she care for everybody. She want everybody to be successful.
I saw that the morning I visited. A boy came to the whiteboard to demonstrate a problem.
First, we're going to multiply 9 times 7, 63.
Martin pulled me aside afterward.
That kid has never asked to do a problem before. Like, literally, he dreads going to the board, but he called me over and asked if he could do that one on the board. That's why I teach.
And that's the motivation to keep going, Martin says. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.